Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for your ear. This is Black Noise Radio, produced by DJ Monk for Losing Peg. Feel the deepness of music and thoughts. Please listen quietly. Focus on the vibe in your heart and mind.
Bye.
The man eventually came to recognize the sun as the representation of the power and the ability of the hidden God of the universe, the invisible God of the universe, the all-powerful creator of everything. But man, as he gained his intellectual ability, began to look toward himself, toward the intellect as the God, and the sun, the representation of what used to be the invisible God of the universe, then became the representation of the intellect, the light, Lucifer. And man began to worship the Luciferian philosophy. He believed, these people call themselves the guardians of the secrets of the ages, and still believe that man was held prisoner in the Garden of Eden by an unjust, vindictive, and very cruel God, the God of the Bible. And that he was set free from the bonds of ignorance to the gift of intellect given to him by Lucifer through his agent Satan, lost. If you take the wrong fork at one of these junctions, there is always the opportunity at the next fork to get back on track. But it is a constant battle within ourselves. You see, I have studied this concept for many, many years, and I have to tell you that if there is a real devil, like Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it, I'm not telling you that there's no such thing as Satan or Lucifer. I'm telling you this. If there really is a devil, that devil exists in the hearts and minds of men and nowhere else. Nowhere else. For if you take man out of the equation, evil ceases to exist. And there is left only the laws of the universe and the balance of nature. Put man in the equation, and before long, evil will rear its ugly head and present itself to the world. The evil is within man, and that is why it was called the fall. So incensed and so angry because I have identified the sum of the very traits in you which you tend to deny and cannot and will not confront. And you will set out to prove me wrong, and in doing so, you will see that I am right and you will become an ally. Eventually, you have learned to deal with your own sheepleness. For until man once again confronts the real nature of his own condition and of the world around him and accepts full responsibility for his actions without blaming anyone else or any devil, until then, we will always be a puppet on the end of someone else's string. And ladies and gentlemen, when that someone pulls that string, we will dance. I hope you understand it takes a great deal of love for America and for Americans to tell you this. Good night. And God bless you all. Ladies and gentlemen, I know there really is a Satan and Lucifer.
You know, every now and then I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough, the way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep. And I was worrying about the way the thing might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
popped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city until I hitched a ride on the riverboat queen.
So the
big wheel keep on turning. Ooh, the primary keep on burning. And we're rolling,
rolling,
rolling, yeah.
Rolling,
rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
We're rolling,
rolling.
Philosophy, not in Lucifer.
They believe that man is God. Through the use of his intellect, he will conquer life, the universe, and be able to live forever and do anything. That's what they believe. They are secular humanists, and that is their religion.
Well, in so many of their writings, they make contact with me. I mean, if you heard...
No, you're reading an esoteric text, and you're interpreting it in a literal interpretation, and you cannot do that. You don't understand the language.
But you believe there is no being. There are...
That's not what I said. I said this is what they believe. It doesn't matter what I believe. It matters what they believe, because whatever they believe will affect us. You understand that?
Yeah, I sure do. What they believe, they achieved high ranks in Luciferian worship.
They say.
So you
they say.
You get around to challenging everybody.
I have to challenge everybody, because you must at some point in your life learn to think or you are doomed.
Well,
they say. I can tell you from my study of the Illuminati, they do not and have not ever worshipped Lucifer. They worship the light, Lucifer, the metaphor, the fire, and it all is a metaphor for intelligence, the mind of man. That's what they worship.
Bill, this has been very, I hate to say the word enlightening, but...
That's why they're called the philosophers of fire.
Thank you for listening to Black Noise Radio.